Bitcoin's alive, what you gon' do? Mempool fees are high, high. Order no, order no, order no. Where does it stop? Nobody knows. It's a revolution, ayy. Bitcoin is the one, no substitution, ayy. We should see you go, be it's order no revolution.
Welcome back to Ordinal Revolution. My name is Shizzy. On this channel, we cover the entire Bitcoin Ordinal ecosystems. What's up, guys? We have an amazing show for you guys today. So every weekend, we're going to give you guys a weekend update, and today is that update. So it's been an insane weekend, absolutely insane. We've never in the history of Bitcoin had a weekend like we just had in the past, I want to say 72 hours, 24. 48 hours, whatever it was when Rune launched. It's been fun. It's exciting. And we're going to break everything you guys need to know down. So if you did miss it, have no worries. Me and Yagobi are going to be here to help you guys get all caught up. And that's what this episode is going to be all be about. We're going to cover runes. We're going to cover a little bit of Merlin. There's some stuff over there that we need to talk about. But it's going to be very, very rune based. And let's get this thing started. Let me bring in my partner here, as always, Mr. Yagobi. What's up, buddy?
What's up? What is going on?
All right, man. So you got to just, give me your thoughts. What the hell happened in the last 48 hours?
A lot of people trying to figure out what to buy on secondary, what to mint. The mempool went, really crazy for, I would say, about maybe like 24 hours. And then it calmed down some. Right now we're sitting at the latest block being at 259 sats by V-byte. So it's calmed down, but it was at 100 not long ago, in the hundreds. So that's good. That's a good sign that like we've calmed down. But I think that, this coming week's going to be interesting with runes mints, and also kind of how people start to receive the whole runes protocol.
Yeah. And you're 100% right. The mempool definitely the drop, but we saw blocks of over 2,000, right? 2,000 sats.
800. Yep, 2,800, I think, was the highest that I saw.
Pretty crazy. It's been a lot of blocks since halving. I mean, it's been a lot of things that happened really well here. Okay, where is it? Where is that halving block? 46 blocks. So it was cool, too. So if you want to,
There it is.
Mempool.space is the golden block. That's the halving block, guys. And if you look at this block, it's absolutely crazy. At 40 Bitcoin in subsidy and fees. Absolutely insane.
That's crazy.
Not crazy. On top of them getting the Epic Sat, right? The Epic Sat, the Epic block. What was that? The bitmap. The Epic bitmap. They probably grabbed that. I can't see why they wouldn't grab that, right? So good for them.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a huge, mining company that won it, so that was really good, I mean, not really good, but like good for like a smaller mining, company to win that. I mean, what would you say? 40 Bitcoin was the
subsidy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot of money. I wonder what they did with the Epic Sat, if they plucked that out, and I imagine they did.
I mean, that'd be stupid not to. That's probably going to go for a few million dollars by itself. But yeah, man. So so runes launched Friday around 8 o'clock. We were live for it. So if you guys to check it, we were there. And then it just went absolutely crazy. We had a lot of tickers mint out right away. And a few of them were actually not great looking, right? So the first one is ZZZZ Fuhu ZZZZ, and it it's terrible. Weird. This could have been the Ordi, but whoever did this block just completely messed up here. They did take 110 million of the 111.1, so they did take most of it, and it is all still sitting in one wallet. I don't know what they're going to do with it. It's a terrible name. But what do you think about Rune 1?
So far, it's disappointing, but we don't know what they have planned for it. I do have a feeling that it's like a large entity that has a lot of capital, and they have a big plan for it. Maybe it's like, you know, maybe they're trying to do like the Ferris airdrop, you know, for like a starting a token protocol. And that would be really cool if that's their plan. But we don't know what it is yet, you know.
Yeah,
that could definitely set that token off. And if they have like a ton of holders because of it, you know, that could change the perception, I think, from a lot of people. So
you agree. And then you had Rune 2 was decentralized. That's the Kongs, right? The Kongs came in. And Cyber Kongs, man, shout out to those guys. Absolutely amazing. They came in about a couple days before halving, came in with, you know, their mindset, man, and they really charged. This is going to be a big one, decentralized. What do you think about the Cyber Kongs and the decentralized?
I think that they, like, snuck out of, like, you know, left field and really just kind of I feel like they hit a home run at the end of the game, you know, kind of situation, to where they came out with the Prometheans as well. That was their drop. And right away started competing with Runestones in terms of like the ordinal pre-rune. And it's right now, I think Runestone might have taken that top spot back, but it's them right now neck and neck, 1 and 2. They're actually the exact same floor price right now as 0.069. Right. Obviously, Runestones has more supply, so it's harder. But 21,000 supply for Prometheans, though.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not like it's nothing. But when you compare it to Runestone has 112,000. So,
Yeah.
I just think they did a really, really good job late in the game, which was a surprising thing for me.
Yeah. They came out of nowhere and they almost won the race. I mean, obviously, Dog to the Moon and Runestone actually came in stronger. But the decentralized could actually eventually have a larger market cap than Dog Go to the Moon, because the fact that Dog Go to the Moon and the Runestone has three different tokens, right? So you're gonna get like, Leo thinks is a great idea to have the three tokens and all, but you have to think you're gonna get diluted three different times. Leo is gonna have to pump three different tokens. Like, he's never pumped tokens before, and now he's gonna have to come out and pump three different tokens a lot to keep these values up. Leo has to talk about these, right?
Yeah. 100%. It's going to be tough, man, for him to manage that. He's probably going to honestly have to pick one of them to focus on so it can kind of get it. Because there's a lot of communities that's already started to form that weren't pre-runes. And then he's competing against those. And I think that is one thing that people weren't thinking about enough was, okay, you know, these people that were able to mint from the outside of these pre-runes, they're forming communities now too. So now their competition is more, you know, for the pre-rune people, but it's different. You know, I honestly like the free and fair mint approach better with BRC20 than this. I'm just giving my honest opinion, but you know, we'll see what the entire crypto space likes, because runes has been the hot topic for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then, definitely respect your opinion. I think you're wrong, but I definitely respect your opinion.
You don't like the free and fair mint better?
I like this better. I like everything that
people able to.
I think
people
I think
you're able to pre-mine them. You like
freedom.
That?
It's freedom. It's freedom of being able to do what you want to do. Right. I just want to do that. You don't. And if people are going to vote with this thing right here, you're going to vote with this, and you're going to vote with some button clicking. Right. You get to choose. That I love that idea where everyone gets to choose. Right. So speaking of non-free and clear, so we did have something come up. It was a new token called Satoshi Nakamoto, right? And me and you both minted this. You know, it's 21 million, but there's a pre-mine of 4.2 million, right?
Yeah.
So that's a problem. It's not a big problem, but it's a problem, because now this guy's sitting on about $30 million because the market cap is like $130 million market cap right now, sitting at like $7, I think, the last time I checked it. And We all came together and we picked that Satoshi Nakamoto was the winner, and we picked it by the amount of holders that it has. So it's 19,859. It was over 20,000, but Gate.io picked this up and it went live this morning. So a lot of people sent their Satoshi Nakamoto to Gate.io, and that actually dropped about 300 wallets down a little bit. So this was over 20,000 holders, 100% sure of that. But you know, you can see that this was an airdrop, right? And then the next one would be Ordinals Are Dead at 61,000. So this is 3x above the next real competitor that wasn't like an airdrop. What do you think about Satoshi Nakamoto? What do you think about the $4.2 million sitting in this wallet that has not moved, and they could potentially do something with it? But what is your opinion on this token?
So the 20% is obviously like a pretty high pre-mine, right? I don't know what's going to happen with that, but one thing I do know is, you know, 20,000 holder count is a big, good metric, right? So I think that's why a lot of people piled onto it. If you look at the volume of secondary marketplaces, Satoshi Nakamoto is number one on OKX and Unisat, which are the two most fluid and working marketplaces with runes right now. And so it's the winner, right? Like if you think about back in the summer of last year, or late spring, you would see on Unisat the top volume winners, and Ordi was number one in the beginning, like constantly, like always number one. That's what we're seeing with Satoshi Nakamoto. It seems like it's taking that Ordi position. I don't know. It's already at $140 million market cap, or around there, 120 to 140. So that's pretty high. There could be a pullback coming in for all of these because it seems like that's what's happening. But if I were to choose a winner, I would choose Satoshi Nakamoto. Not in, and for disclosure, I have some bags in this. But I have bags in a lot of these things. We just threw darts at it. But I'm just telling, I mean, numbers don't lie. And the numbers here are that there's 20,000 holders. So,
yeah. And just for disclosure as well, me and Yagabi are sitting on about 30 different rune tokens. So a lot of the stuff, we don't even remember if we hold or not. We just threw a whole bunch of darts at a whole bunch of things. And we're going to wait a couple months, 3 to 6 months, and kind of see where everything's at, see where everything fell. Some are going to be winners. Some are going to be drastic losers. But that's the game that we played. So, you know, telling you guys what we hold is going to be tough. I can put a list somewhere if you want it. But it is, it's been definitely fun. Me, on my opinion on this, I think this will be the winner. I think this will be the Ordi of the cycle. So it would be pretty awesome if this just stayed dormant, like the Satoshi's Bitcoin, right? Stayed dormant for 14 years, hasn't never moved, right? What if he does something like that and they just never move?
Yeah. Well, how much of Bitcoin supply does Satoshi have?
Over 1 million.
Okay. So 1 million. So it's, yeah. So it's
less than 5%. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Less than 5%. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. This is 20%. So we'll have to see, you know. What else? I'm curious. If you click on his address, does it show what other runes he has?
It's the only one. Oh, he does. Yeah. So he has amazing pyramid numbers. Satoshi Nakamoto Inu. He has the same amount. Did he launch that as well?
Possibly. I don't
know. Is this Danny?
I hope not. Don't say that. I doubt it.
He has some. He's been buying. Manko. Sure. He's been using his wallet, Hogwarts Express. Oh, I like that. He's definitely been buying.
Click on the Satoshi Nakamoto Inu real quick.
Yeah.
Click on the name. Yeah. Click on that name.
Okay. So 4.41. So yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Both it wasn't him. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting. We'll see what happens. One thing we do know is that, you know, he had a lot of Bitcoin to get that number six spot, right? He had to put up some Bitcoin for that. It could be a she, but
this person, about $300,000. So to get that number six coin. Yeah.
So $300,000 to get that number six. Wow, man. So in their mind, they're probably thinking, you know, 4.2. You know, to be able to make some of that cost back, possibly. Yeah. I don't know, but we'll see.
So with runes as well, there's a new option that you can't do with BRC20s, right? It's called burn. You can burn your BRC20s on that way by sending it to Satoshi's wallet, but this is different over here because there's no actual, see, from two, there's no two address. So burning is different over here. But if you see 300 Satoshi Nakamoto coins have been burned so far. And that could be by accident. I don't know. We're not really sure. I got to look more into how to burn. We're very early in this cycle, but I'll figure that out. But if these all end up in the burn, how big is that for this coin?
Big, huge. 20% of it going towards the burn. You're cutting the supply down to, at that point, what, like 16 point something million.
Yeah.
I think it would propel this into like a $1 billion market. If that happened, like where you could see it, I think it would jump to a $1 billion market cap pretty quick, because yeah, it would get people really excited.
That's one thing amazing about this protocol is that there's a burning mechanism. There's burning. You can see the burning happening. It'll show up when you're looking at it. It'll show up for the total burns right up here, 300. It'll show up here. When you're going to look at this coin to see the circling spot, you'll see the burn, right? Look at the right at the bottom here. It's perfect. We'll see. But I'm definitely bullish on this token it got listed on gate.io, right? There's only two coins listed over there. It's this and the meme and the other one. Let me see. Holders. Yeah, it's meme economics. And that's another one that got put over there. So, but same thing, that's 20% as well. So, but yeah. And then so we did have that, and then the first real true fair mint was the ticker is ELSA, right? What can you tell me about the ticker is ELSA?
That a lot of people started pushing it, and people with large followings and stuff like that. But what's the holder count currently? Right there, 1963 it says. 1963. If you go forward again, you'll see it right there. Holder count's the third one on the left. Yeah, right there.
Oh,
holder cool. count. So awesome. right under 2000. Yeah. I actually do like the backstory of it. Hal Feeney's dog's name is ELSA. I think it's like more of like a genuine type of like story, but maybe that doesn't work for memes. I don't know. It took off. Did well. It was a zero pre-mined, but it seems like it's pulling back right now. It is in the top five, I think, in terms of volume. It's number four right now, but it definitely pulled back from where it was. We'll kind of have to see how this does. Like I said, I like the story behind it, but I don't know if these degens give a crap about like Hal Feeney and his dog. How do you feel about it?
You got to remember the Mira token really went crazy, right? Mira is the dog of the Solana founder or something like that. So that went absolutely nuts. I can see ELSA doing something like that as well. I can see ELSA getting listed on exchanges as just ELSA, rune, or something like that. So this is definitely something that I am very bullish on. Obviously, it was $100,000 per transfer, and a lot of people don't know how to break that down, but it's actually really easy. I did it as a test before we start, and I'll get to that later. But all you got to do is send it to yourself. Like you can send 10 ELSA tokens, and you can do it. So it's just basically like a transfer inscription, but you don't got to do it on every one. You can just do it on the tokens that you want to break down. So if you want to sell this in batches of 50, you just send batches of 50 to yourself over and over and over and over. Then you can list them, which is pretty awesome.
Gotcha. So you just pay the fees.
That's it. Yeah. Same thing as a transfer inscription. Yep. So.
What separates that from transfer inscription?
You don't have to do it. You can list the whole thing without a transfer inscription.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But if you want to, you can. That's the difference.
Well, I mean,
again, it's freedom.
Yeah, it's a freedom, but it's also you're blocked into limitations of whatever you bought in the units that you bought, right?
It, so it like, only cost me $6 though.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't expensive.
So transfer inscription.
Yeah, same thing. Well, I'm just saying, but you don't have to do it though. Like you don't, it's not forced upon you.
But it hurts the market if you don't sometimes, right? Like for example, if the number of tokens are so large, then like, you're bricking the sales. You're stopping the flow of the sales. But in the end,
that happened too with I think what token happened all the time with. I think it was Honk. People would purposely do that,
Purposely do it though.
Yeah. But
here you wouldn't purposely do it. You would just say, okay, I have to either do a transfer inscription or I'm going to brick the sales. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but then you can just, I mean, it's stupid not to, because who the hell is $13,000 to buy a brick? You know what I mean? But someone that definitely has like $2,000.
So then we're back to the transfer inscription argument. I'm just saying.
Again, but you don't have to do it. That's the thing. I'm forced to do it and then I'm not forced to do it. That's the thing. That's all I'm saying. I just like freedom. I like freedom of being saying, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, you know? But I do think that people weren't expecting that we're coming into runes. You know what I mean? And they were expecting like, okay, now I don't have to, you know, do an extra step.
You don't, though. You don't.
You don't have to, but you do in certain situations if you want to sell it.
Don't because, have to. Don't have
but
to.
You, you do if no one wants to buy 500,000 tokens.
You can keep dropping the price until someone comes in.
Yeah, but then you lose.
Just saying, you still don't have to. You don't have to.
Well, maybe it's from a technical standpoint, but like, yeah, I just think that like runes doesn't solve everything. We knew that though.
Yeah,
we knew
yeah.
that runes doesn't solve everything, you know. But you know,
I got you.
It's been like, I mean, it's been pretty much a BRC20 experience except for the transfer part. Yeah, you're definitely gonna transfer less. 100%. You're going to do that less step, much less in this process. But when it comes to like buying and selling, it is a lot like what we've been doing. But they're saying that there's a lot of people building the stuff.
The etching is really different. You can put logos and you can put symbols and you can do a lot more stuff, and it's very, very open to being very freedom protocol, being able to do anything you really want with the token. Anything you can do with the ERC20 token, you can do with this rune token. So I thought that was the best part about runes to me, was the valuable options that you're able to do things with. You can actually put a logo that's etched on the Bitcoin forever with your token ID.
Yeah, and also it depends on the platform too, because in Uniset you can't see those images. You can only see the emoji part, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
but you can see the images on, I think OKX shows it.
Yeah, OKX does it.
And then Luminex shows it once, but it's not going to be on the secondary marketplace. But yeah, if you look on, well, even OKX hasn't updated the image part, but maybe they will.
They will.
They had it on the BRC20, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Why they wouldn't do it for the rune side of things.
But yeah. The BRC20, that was off chain too. So this is actually on chain, the actual image.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Yeah. I mean, day two, you know, so this is really early. I think we're going to see some honest reviews this week in terms of how people feel about it. The timeline is kind of not looking so great. You know, a lot of people are complaining about it and stuff like that. What's your honest review about how do you feel people feel about it? Let me ask you that.
I just feel like it's new, so everyone has an opinion. Everyone is like, opinions are kind of like a-holes, right? Like everyone has one and they all stink, right? So it's just like, it's one of those things where it's everyone, but there's a lot of good about it too. I'm seeing a lot of good stuff. I personally love it. I love the runes protocol. I'm all in on this protocol. I think it is the best protocol since the Bitcoin itself, right? So I am for it. This and digital artifacts, ordinals are thing. This is not a meta protocol. This is built separately aside from ordinals, but it is in ord. I don't know, man. I'm just a big fan. I'm just a big fan of this.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have like a gauge on how you feel like the community feels about it.
It's very mixed, but it's hard to judge that on day two. I see a lot of good stuff. I see a lot of shilling of tokens. I see a lot of people like saying I'm in the trenches. I got a lot of people like Connor on chain just says right here 1 hour ago, what are your favorite runes tickers? And then you have Francis right under it. To be clear, the main concern isn't the token standard, but rather the corrupt centralized monopoly of the top tokens. And then you have things like OX chems, all your tickers suck. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's constant. Like, and then you have like, like Nicola, I told you all, run a runes node, splitting UTXO. It's not the way to get any advantage. Like, it's just, there's just, it's hard to say, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like,
yeah, it's not like, but constant. it's not like overwhelming, like joy or like, this has changed the game completely.
I hear that have been complaining is Eric BRC20 coins, Block, and Francis. And to be honest, these three guys are BRC20 maxis. So it's like you can't really take they're kind of jaded. That wasn't my question.
My question was more of like, you're not hearing people say this has changed the game completely. This is it. You're not hearing that on the timeline, right?
Well, I haven't seen anyone say that I haven't seen anyone write that exactly, but I'm seeing a lot of that
before Runes launched, though. I saw a lot of that. Like, this is going to change everything. This is it. Yeah. This is, you know what I mean?
And it did change everything, though.
I'm not seeing that same sentiment on the timeline is what I'm saying. Well, I think that Runes is still, like I said, day two.
Yeah.
I think there's people building stuff, tooling out for it. You know, there was a lot more tooling with this to kick it off, but they had a lot more time. But we'll see.
BRC 20's had an entire year and there's still jack shit.
No, I mean, previous to the launch is what I meant. Previous to the launch, well, they had a lot more time than BRC 20's. No one knew that was launching.
Yeah, you but BRC 20's had a year and still nothing.
No, when I say tooling, I mean like marketplaces. Yeah. I mean like okay, stuff I like gotcha. That. And yeah. Let's be honest, the people that launched the tooling for Runes on day one, everybody dropped the ball except for two, three entities. Like yep. Luminex, Unisat, yep. and Magic Eden, or not Magic Eden, and OKX. And well, even, you know, without everybody else that was like, I have a Runes this, I have a Runes that, it was like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, our guys, Sat Hunters, like obviously they you could etch and stuff like that. That was a place that you could do that. That was fine. But other than that, you know, it wasn't like it was just a bunch of tooling that was, you know, that now is going to be ready in a week, right?
Yeah.
But again, this is all about Casey's name, and you know, we'll see if it's that strong, you know, yeah. because well, if not... it is.
God, my bad. I caught you.
I was gonna say because if it is, then things will get better. People will keep working on it, and if it's not as strong as we thought, then we'll see what happens with the market.
I think you got one thing wrong, though. It's not really about Casey. It's really about Casey's mom and that she has got it going on, right? But I'm just kidding with that. But yeah. What are your big weekend winners? Who won the Runes weekend?
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah.
Wanko Manko Runes, and yeah. that was another thing too, you know, like Casey wrote this manga about it, and this Japanese manga about it, I guess a blog type of thing, yeah. or said there was a connection with it, and instantly like it pumped, so it kind of had this cabal feel to it. I picked it up because I purely made a business decision on it. I think that's the biggest difference between BRC20 and Runes. But anyways, back to the winners. I think Satoshi Nakamoto, Wanko Manko was a big winner, and Elsa was one of those big winners, but I don't know. I'm kind of shaky on it now. Those are the three that I would say are the three winners in my opinion.
What about entities like companies, like the ones who actually put it to
the big in? Yeah, I think the biggest, if I had to pick two winners, it was Unisat and Luminex. Luminex definitely did a great job with their etching services and minting services, and just the progress bar was amazing. You could sort everything by numbers. I think that they have an alpha section kind of like Genie Data does,
yeah.
and it was just really good, you know. So that was they took the cake in my opinion, like as the top. Unisat was close right after them because they made trading seamless.
Yep. I your answers are my answers. Those three coins, 100%, they were the three winners of the weekend. So just to recap, it's Satoshi Nakamoto, you know, Wanka, Janka, and Elsa. I think those three are my three favorite coins. And Luminex is the, in my opinion, Luminex and Unisat both won the weekend. I think the Unisat did a great job. They were ready. They were more than ready. They had trading like an hour after tokens were listed, right? Or tokens were minted. And then Luminex, man, we were talking about like what we're going to use for tooling. We didn't even mention Luminex. We were live and somebody, and I think I said, or you said, was like, hey guys, what are you guys using? And someone wrote in there Luminex, and we went and checked it out and we were blown away live. We were both just like, holy crap. So Luminex is my biggest winner, and Unisat and those three tokens. But yeah, I think you nailed it on the head with your answers there. But who are the big weekend losers? Who would you say lost the weekend?
I would say So in terms of Runes tokens, BTC machines guys, Zbit, yeah. I guess they dropped the ball in terms of etching their token, but they did end up etching one. I think it was like number 133 or something. So yeah, that wasn't that huge, but like if I have to pick a token wise, and then platforms, Magic Eden to me, because they were just like really boasting about how they were like so ready for Runes, yep, but yet, you know, now they're saying the 23rd is whenever they're going to be ready. And I think, like, you know, it does matter, like, you know, who gets to market first, if they have a quality product. And I think Unisat probably recaptured this. Like, Magic Eden had an opportunity here to be ready on day one, and they weren't. So that's who I would say is the biggest loser there.
Yeah, again, I'm going to have to agree with you there. I think a Machine N99 came out, and he posted this video that was deleted pretty early into the process. And in the video, I saw a little bit of it, but he was like, hey, guys, like, I messed up. And then he would take a big hit of whatever he was smoking, and then he came out and said, you know, I meant to do this, but we had our wallet got locked up. And then he took a big hit of his whatever he was smoking and came back out again. It was hard to watch. It was bad. I'm glad they deleted that video, because it does not make the BTC machines look good. Zbit ended up being in the 200s when it could have been top 10. Should have been top 10. Machine's been on it early, dude. They were one of the first people to say, hey, this is going to be a rune. And I think, you know, they're probably the biggest weekend loser. I hate to say that, because I love Mr. Lucky, I love what they're building over there, I love their entire thing, but they have time now to really, you know, do really good going forward. I think that one little mistake, one bad weekend doesn't make the project bad, it just makes the weekend bad. It's not a bad year, it's a bad day, right? So definitely Zbit. And I guess, yeah, to your point again, Magic Eden was a big loser in this. That first mover advantage is really what's big for marketplaces. Having the best volume, the most, you know, the most volume and the cheapest prices is going to Unisat now. I just can't see Unisat losing that. And Unisat actually came out and said, if you have 500 points, you're paying zero fees for all trades. So I thought that was huge as well. So, and I, you know, obviously we both have over 500 points. So that's why our trades have been pretty cheap, and are minting over there as well, if you have 500 points. So I don't know if the trades, it might be the mints. I got to look into that, but it's one or the other there. I think it might be the mints, but it's one or the other. But yeah, we'll get to the next one. We just talked about this, but it's one of our topics. So before the show, I learned that I sent 50. I had my Satoshi Nakamoto locked in hundreds. Selling 100 is like $700. I want to sell 50. So what I did was I just sent 50 to myself. It was actually really easy, super easy to do. You just kind of, I can actually show it here if this allows me to do it. Let me see. So, yep. Show my screen here. Will you see my wallet is the question. All right, here we go. Yeah, so all you got to do is take your, you know, let's just say Bitcoin world, send, and then you'll break it down. So you have 1,000, like you can just go 500. Oops, sorry, wrong spot. Just go 500 here, put your address in, and then send it. So you can send it to your own wallet, and then it'll re-break it down. So you just go over here, you grab your wallet address, you send it to yourself, lower than that amount, and you are good to go. So
yeah. So you just basically send, and then so you would have broken that up into 1500 and 500 basically, right? So
exactly. Yep. And you can actually see that it sends it twice. It sends the 150 and then the whatever number that you chose, and then whatever the remaining is. So it sends it back in two UTXOs instead gotcha. Of just being the one. So
awesome.
All right. The next thing here is Doll Go to the Moon. This is the Runestone. The snapshot is on block 269, which I believe is coming up. What do you think about that? The snapshot being so late after Runes launched.
Well, I mean, he probably wanted to make sure that the fees were low enough to where it made sense. And right now, yeah, that's kind of where we are. And so he's kind of timed it really, really well. He's got about 40 more blocks before that happens. And I think that one's going to be interesting. I think, I mean, it could kind of ignite the whole, market. depending on where the market cap starts. But man, a lot of these just started with such high market caps, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, I'm excited for all the Runestone holders, the ones that held out, you know, the entire time. So congrats to you guys. You know, I just felt like it was better to hold liquidity. But at the end of the day, man, you look at it and like, I see how much I spent. You know, some of it was just for the culture. Some of it was strategy. A lot of it was strategy. And it was easy to spend Bitcoin the past couple of days. I'll say that.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Bitcoin's was going up, right? It was at 62 and now it's at 65. So it's been, you know, the more and more Bitcoin I spent, I'm like, oh man, but it is what it is. I'm hoping a lot of these runes that we bought do really well. And there's a good chance they do, honestly. I think runes is only up from here. I truly believe that. So the snapshot is at 840. That's about, you know, it's in a few hours from right now. 40 blocks is what? That's 6 blocks an hour. So it's coming up. It's in a few hours. And then you had the airdrop will be 889, 806. This is probably towards the end of the week, right? So it's about it's a lot, right? Was that 40,000 blocks?
What? No, 40 blocks.
He said 840. No, no. That's the snapshot. Look on so 889, 806.
Oh yeah, that's going to be, yeah. That's
a long time.
Yeah, 49,000 blocks. So, yeah, you got some waiting to do there. I don't know. That might be like a couple. Is that like a week or so? I don't know. Honestly, yeah. The blocks and stuff in terms here. Of so
it would be 89,806 divided by 6. So 14. What? 14,000 hours. So 14,000 hours divided by 24, 623 days. I can't be right.
No way.
All right.
How many blocks is there?
It's
different.
49.
What's the 49, block 000. Number? 889, 806 minus 840, 229. So if you divide that by, okay. So you got to do it. That's how many blocks each blocks is.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to times it by 10. So 495,000 minutes. And then, hold on.
We'll figure this out another time. Let's just keep it moving.
Yeah.
All right, so Unicross came out with a tweet today. They are ready to bridge in runes. It's launching soon. And then their Rooney actually landed on Luminex, or not Luminex, actually landed with token, I think it was like token 39 or something, right? I think we talked about it earlier. Rune Financial. Which one was that there?
Which one?
Rune Financial.
It was Rune Financial. Yep, it was Rune Financial.
Yep. And you remember what number that was?
23.
Okay.
36, sorry.
Yeah, so this number is 36. It is. It's huge. And I actually bought some RuFi today because of that. And I'm definitely bullish on this now. I'm definitely bullish on trading on layer two, trading, getting some you know, tokens over there, which is pretty cool because it cost me almost nothing to swap that. So RuFi, man, came out of nowhere. And Unicross actually came in with some more news. It said they would be burning RuFi and plans to purchase about a billion RuFi from the market and reward users who participate in the Unicross runes testnet. So you can still participate in that. If you go there to testnet, you can play with the runes part of it. And they're bridging in all the runes, guys. Unicross is the platform to do that. And shout out Mr. J. We had him on the show. If you haven't watched that episode, it's about a week and a half back. That was a really good one. What do you think about this? Unicross really, really stepping up here.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's really good for Merlin Chain in general. I think from some of the stuff that I've heard, and even in the past day and a half, 2 days, that Merlin Chain is going to start like really heating up here in the next, I would say, maybe 2 weeks to a month. A lot of good stuff with runes integration, just Bitcoin layer one stuff. They're ready. I think once the Merle token airdrop, like the focus now is on, okay, let's make the chain more robust. And so this is just another part of it. I'm going to be using Unicross for different stuff once, you know, if these are high on layer one, just to be able to swap runes and stuff. That's going to be so fun. So,
yeah.
And we got some other stuff coming up for that in the members video, but we'll talk about that then.
Yeah, man. And then it'd be kind of cool too to lock with, like, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto and like Elsa in an LP pool together. I mean, that would be really, really awesome. And really, because I'm planning to hold Satoshi Nakamoto for a long term. I think it's the Ori of Runes. So for me, it's like, I would love to be able to lock that up with another token that I think is going to go up as well. Cause that's the LP pools that I like to do. I like to do the ones that potentially I can earn yield on and they go up together. Right. So that would be potentially down the line as well. Cause you can do anything yourself. You can lock any LP you want. You know what I mean? And then you get all the trading value. If you're the only one who does it, you get all the trading value. So
yeah,
but you you can also suffer the loss, but go ahead.
And I think that people need to now stop, you know, really start to appreciate these side chains, Bitcoin side chains, because this is where all the DeFi of these runes can happen. You know, they're more flexible in terms of being able to skip the transfer inscription, just send it directly to the wallets, bridge it over, and then all this DeFi can happen. So like I said, next couple months going to be super exciting for Merlin Chain, I think, and any other Bitcoin side chains and layer twos that are going to participate in this. This could be the start, like once we get into like the summer, could be the start of the Bitcoin DeFi via side chains and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. 100% agree. All right, next thing here would be Mage.Finance. So I can show my screen again. So Mage.Finance came out strong this weekend. The Merlin airdrop was Friday or Thursday. And if you claimed it from, MerlinChain.io, you can claim it there. If you did lock stuff in there, we got a nice chunk of it, which was awesome. And then then I was holding this Merl token and I'm like, what can I do with it? Because I like to play in DeFi. When I'm holding something long-term, I like to earn yield on it, right? And then Jeff,
yep,
Bitmap.tech came out and said, hey guys, like you're earning 3% bonuses or 3% something. It wasn't yield, but it was something. If you use Mage.Finance, like I messaged Jeff, I said Mage.Finance is trustworthy. He gave me a thumbs up. So I was very confident in them. So they definitely got his stamp of approval, which means a lot to me. So I went over here to app.mage.finance and I supplied 11,530. So the price here is wrong. The APIs aren't hooked up yet, but they're coming. I'm hoping they have everything ready by the week. The Merl token is not $2. They just have a base case for this year. But you can supply, and eventually soon you'll be able to borrow. You can't borrow yet, I don't think, but you can borrow again. So if when you supply it, it comes pretty easy. You can put the amount that you want to supply and enter. And the cool thing is too is like then you go to the dashboard. And you can see what I supplied. You can withdraw it right away. So you don't have to worry about safe withdrawal. I can withdraw this right now, all out.
Yeah,
so
I do like that. Really cool part. Yep, I like that. There's no like lock period there. So,
and if you want to borrow against it, let's just say you're DGen and Merlin's sitting here at $1.11. You think it's going to go back to $2. You could actually hit the collateral button here, enable now, and then borrow against that same Merl. I think you borrow up to 50% of that value, but you do, if Merlin does dip down to 50 cents, you will be getting liquidated. So you do have, it is risk involved, but if you're in DeFi, you already know about all this risk and stuff. I don't need to explain it to you, but it gives you that freedom of being able to do something like that. It's a leverage play. I mean, you can go to surf.one and you can leverage it there, but you can also leverage it here. Well, you can take that Bitcoin that you bought, you're going to get for borrowing it, you can take that and you can buy more Merlin, and now you doubled up your Merlin. Merlin goes up, you can sell a little bit of that Merlin that you think and pay off that loan. Boom, you just made some money, right? So it definitely gives you options, or you can just leave it in here and you can get APY. So if you go to the airdrop up top here, you can see that I've earned over 100,000 mana from leaving my stuff in here. The mana token, I think, is going to be a Mage.Finance token. So I potentially will be getting airdropped 100,000 of these tokens, which would be absolutely outstanding as well.
Yep. Well, if you guys dabbled into any other DeFi platforms on any of the EVM chains last cycle, you saw something similar to this. It's a manual, stake putting collateral up for leverage, basically, right? Yep. You're doing it manually, but basically, if you want to do it automated, then you would use Surf.One, like Shizzy said. But yeah, this could be definitely utilized in many different ways. I love it. I love Mage. I think that they look solid, clean. I can't wait. Can't wait till this you know, Merlin Chains really starts, like, you know, hitting their stride, because I think a lot of naysayers are going to be like chomping at the bit to probably come into the ecosystem at that point. They'll be behind all of us and our community and stuff. So
100%. And, you know, me and you were talking too. We think runes is going to be, you know, in these next couple months, it's going to be crazy runes trading. And then in the summertime, you're going to see these side chains really come alive. And I'll be ready for it, because I'm going to be DCAing out of some of my runes plays in a few weeks or a few months, and buying more of these layer two stuff. And that's just my personal strategy. It might not be the right strategy for you, but it's the right strategy for me. Do you have a similar strategy as what I'm doing?
What do you mean, like doing rune stuff on Merlin?
Well, that too, but once you're able to do that, obviously I'd love to do that in sidechain, but I'm going to be DCAing out of my rune stuff in a few months, and then I'm going to be DCAing back into this Merlin stuff. Well, not back, I'm still over here, but more into the Merlin tokens.
That and the some of the ordinal collections that I think that like will drop down and acquire some of that. But yeah, definitely Merlin stuff. We'll see what the sidechain, Bitcoin sidechain and layer two ecosystem looks like as well. There'll probably be some other opportunities as well. But I know that Merlin has the biggest head start on all of them by far, you know. Mm-hmm. So even though there was pain in that, like for Jeff to make that decision to get to market first and early, pain in the innovation process and bumps and bruises and fixing this and that, that will be worth it for him and his team, because they have all the experience and they know now, you know, they'll be ahead of these other chains. So I'm excited that's my strategy, is to get into those two different sectors.
Yeah, that's good plan. I forgot about the digital artifacts. Well, we'll kind of get into it. You want to show Magic Eden for this one? So we have our market update for Unisat. I remember before we were talking about maybe doing OKX or Unisat, but I'm gonna let you choose, because you do this market update. What is your favorite to do the update with?
Well, it's been OKX, you know, and I'm going to use it because it's just cleaner. Even though, like, I am still giving, you know, their Unisat their flowers for having the best marketplace to trade. But when it comes to looking at like data, I like OKX here. You can see in the past 24 hours, no surprise here. Satoshi Nakamoto is the top rune. You can see that they have $135 million market cap. The change is 31% there. And then the holder count is 19,886. Number two in volume is the RSIC Genesis rune. So it looks like it's coming up here. $243 million market cap. That's really high. The change is down 100% though. They have 12,952 holders there. Then you have Wanko Manko runes. This is the token that, you know, Casey, you know, kind of gave that thumbs up to, you know, volume wise too. They're all over $1 million in the past 24 hours. So I feel like we still have not really hit, you know, stride with runes yet. Market cap on Wanko Manko runes is 21.91 million. I think this has a lot of upside because it was given that green light by Casey. The change is plus 456%. So in the green there, the holder count is growing. It's at 1,830 holders there. Meme Economics was number seven rune, by the way, and Satoshi Nakamoto was number six. But anyways, Meme Economics comes in at number four. $13 million market cap, down 30%, 3,500 holders. The ticker is ELSA, comes in at number five. Market cap is 7.76 million. So this definitely dropped back some. So if you think that this is a good token to go into, this could be a good entry. Not financial advice. Down 66%, right under 2,000 holders, 1,968. Then you got some, we'll do top 10 here, but we got Ordinals Are Dead coming in there at $3.62 million market cap, down 94%, 6,000 holders. So that's pretty good holder count there. Bitcoin World Order at $2.41 million market cap, up 25%, 2,777 holders there. Anarcho Capitalists, which I guess is a play on words for anarchy capitalists. Sits at $4 million market cap, down 15%, 2,166 holders. Satoshi Nakamoto Inu, these are the guys from MotoSwap that launched this one, sitting at right under $2 million market cap, $1.9 million, 2,775 holders. And then Casey's mom has got it going on, comes in at number 10, sitting at $295,000 market cap. So it's really low in terms of market cap wise, 1,521 holders there. So Uncommon Goods, we're going to go over it just because, you know, it's the very first hard-coded runes token. It's the first runes token. It's the one that Casey created. $588,000 market cap. That's so low. But we know that this is not going to mint out for another 4 years until the next halving. So there will be a moment, I think, that like whenever that it's time to buy these, but it's definitely not now. But there's 5,514 holders. I imagine by next year, this thing will probably be at like something crazy, 40,000 holders maybe, or something like that. Let's see. Is there any other ones that are popping out? I've heard of Waddle Waddle Pingu. That one's at $517,000 market cap, 2,008 holders. Elf on the Shelf, heard that one, $271,000 market cap, 646. This one was the number one rune token that was etched, and after Uncommon Goods, it's called ZZZZFEHU. The market cap is $1.35 billion, which is interesting. There's 4,323 holders. I don't know how that. I mean, the price for this thing is crazy. It's like 111 million total supply, but each one is like $40. So that's weird. Yeah, I'm going to just kind of skim through these. This one, Diamond or Hoddle Diamond D, $657,000 market cap, 4,318 holders. And yeah, that's pretty much it here. Generational Wealth is one that we saw some people mint, $165,000 market cap. So nothing huge there. Only 639 holders, but this one seems to be getting some momentum there. Did I miss anything?
No, that's good on your end. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yep. So that is the runes market, market cap, kind of what's winning, what's hot right now. It's a little underwhelming to me, but I think it's because it's day two. And I think that, you know, Bitcoin is moving right now. When Bitcoin's moving up, people don't want to spend their Bitcoin on higher risk assets. So this next week should show even more activity, I think, over in runes. It's definitely the most activity of any fungible token right now on Bitcoin. So
for sure, 100%. Yeah, great job. I'm gonna take you guys over to the digital artifact part of it. So we go to magiceden.io. That's my favorite. I use the 7-day. That's my personal favorite. But in the 7-day, we have Runestone sitting at 0.074, about 656 Bitcoin in volume. Prometheus, this is the decentralized token, sitting at 276 Bitcoin. So if holding this will get you that airdrop, I do not know. I gotta look into that a little bit when the airdrop will happen for that. But I think it's going to be a lot sooner than Runestone, honestly. Rune Pups sitting at 210 Bitcoin in volume, sitting at 0.081. This is another prune, pre-rune. And then the Puppets, the actual collection, first actual collection in here, sitting at 0.385 with 134 Bitcoin in volume. The Puppets are one of the top here. R6, another prune, sitting at 0.039. 110 Bitcoin in volume, followed by the Wizards. The Wizards been on a tear lately. Definitely have a little bit of pullback now. They got up to almost 0.4, now sitting back down to 0.245. The Quantum Cats guys have been absolutely lighting things on fire, sitting at 0.5 Bitcoin. Absolutely amazing. Great job by these guys. Udi and Eric Wall, man, these two projects are huge. They're really coming alive now. Node Monks sitting at 0.373, 71 Bitcoin in volume. Ape Odyssey, this is Rune's terminal guy, sitting at 0.012, followed by the Rune Doors, sitting at 0.2021. And then one of my personal favorites, Alu, sitting at 0.017. This to me, guys, this is very, very under the radar. I think these are phenomenal. I do hold a couple of these guys, so just so you guys know. And then we have Ordinal MaxiBiz, sitting at 0.493. Shout out Ordo MaxiBiz, absolutely killing it right now with 40 Bitcoin in volume. So That is your digital artifact. I'm going to jump right over here to DexScreener and take a quick look at your tokens over here for Merlin. Yeah, Rufi, that number one spot. Rufi has been absolutely killing it right now, sitting at 0.002167. But you can see that it is up almost 150% on the, I want to say, in the last day or so. So that is huge. They came out, they got that 31st token, which is Rune Financial. So that is why that is blowing up. And then you see came alive this weekend again here. You know, it's been down only for a little while, but then it had a little pump up. I'm on the hour. Let me switch to the daily here. But so it's been on a tear. It's been down actually. Actually, it hasn't been up as much as I thought it was. Followed by Merle. Merle, I'm on the 4 hour. It's just been a couple. It's been down only, but it, like I said, it just launched. It did have its high moment. But that usually happens when a token first is airdropped. And then the MP token, which has been down only as well. A lot of these tokens are really hurting right here. But you can see that it's getting to the bottom of this wedge here. It did bounce back into my wedge. But it's been obviously on the trend, a downtrend. When will that break? I don't know. But I'm very bullish on this token as well. I am a holder. Voya's been same thing. All these tokens are really following the same trend here. They've been all down only, but I think all the attention is over there on runes. That is why. And then MSTAR, which is our last token we're going to look at over here on Merlin, same thing. This launched last week, and it's kind of a down only as well. But again, they all follow the same trend. They're all on the same chain. They're all on the same stuff. So, but that is why. But I'm very bullish on all these tokens, and I'm looking forward to the future of Bitcoin sidechains. But yeah, man.
Yep. They're going to, I think that, like I said, about 2-3 weeks, maybe a month from now, that's whenever things should be, you know, popping over there. But they're already like moving a lot of things around with Rufi and Unicross and stuff like that. So this next week, guys, just be ready. Be ready, because I think there's going to be more action happening over here on Bitcoin Layer 1 with runes. I think there's going to be more spaces. People are going to be talking about a lot of different things. So let's just be ready for that.
100%. And guys, please check out OrdinaryRevolution.com. We have some of the best articles in the space. Follow. And then if you look up top there, we have Bitcoin Nashville. If you guys are going, we got 20% off coupon. So definitely check that out. Use our coupon. And then if you're going as well, make sure you show your maxis all your ordinal gear. Let's rock out with our ordinal gear out there, guys. And if we have some of the best gear in this place, but if you don't use our gear, use someone else's. Make sure you're showing up with your gear. So that's fun. If you're thinking about joining the membership, we're going to put out a member video today as well. So that should be fun. We did put out a couple, but we went live a lot. So a lot of the information was in the lives, but we're going to break it down to tell you guys exactly what's in our portfolios. So that should be fun as well. So definitely check out our member program. If you're not a member, it's not expensive. But did I miss anything?
Nope. The only thing is that we'll be at Consensus in Austin at the end of May. So if you guys are there, let us know. We'll hang out possibly, you know, and talk about ordinals and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that's it.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be live Monday to Friday from 11 p.m. Eastern time. It's 11 a.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Central. So check us out tomorrow. We go live for about an hour, and then we have an after hour. We kind of get into all the questions and really interact with the people watching, which is always fun.
Yep, that's it.
That's it, guys. See you.
Peace.
Ordinal Revolution. Let's go.